You are listening to the Badass Bitches for the Badass Bitches, hosted by Kim Coffin, empowerment and sexuality coach with Get Your Sexy Back, and Carrie Hoffman, a line practitioner with True Performance. Our goal is to bring you uncensored, pleasurable wellness for you, for your body, and for your mind. Welcome. Hope you're all having a great day. Today, we are going into when you're ready to up-level and your partner is not. What do you do? And this can be in your life. This can be in your sexuality, your career, possible changes, and you don't even, you know how to show up in the world. So I figured we will share some stories first that Carrie and I have. Mm-hmm. I know, Carrie, you've got some stories in there.
I think I'm in a constant up-level in my life. And it started, oh, good heavens, many years ago, 2014-ish, 2013-ish, maybe, perhaps. I looked in the mirror one day and I hated who I saw. I didn't even know the person that I was seeing in the mirror. And we were, this is in my previous marriage, we were getting ready to go to a wedding and I was trying to take a selfie and I must've taken 50. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so fat. Mm-hmm. Like I was just round, like a ball, like a big beach ball. So I said, I'm not going out. I don't want to leave the house. I don't feel pretty. I don't like who I am. So I went through a massive change, lost 70 pounds. And the physical weight loss wasn't that big. It was the mental clarity that I was getting was huge, like astronomical. So I remember I would go to work and work in manufacturing at the time. I was a supplier rep. And then I would go to the gym for a couple hours after work. And I'd work out and I'd do my thing and I really liked it. And then I'd want to do stuff. I had so much energy. And when I came home, my ex-husband would just want to sit on the sofa and say, you want to do something? No, I'm tired. Okay. You want to fool around? No, I'm tired. I'm like, okay. And those that work out on a frequent basis know that your sex drive is massive, right? Mm. When you're constantly training. So we're sitting at the table one day eating dinner and I said to him, I really love this path that I'm on and I want to stay here, but I would love for you to join me on it. Do you want to join me? Do you want to come to the gym? You want to go out for a bike ride? Do you want to go for a hike? And he was like, no, I don't. And he wasn't ready. He didn't want to do that. And I mean, I don't think he still rides a bike or anything, but I don't talk to him anymore. But it was that whole, I'm ready to up level and it's time for me. And I'm going to take that time. I'm really enjoying it. And it's crazy because as a woman, you're so conditioned. Take care of the children, take care of your spouse, take care of your extended family, take care of his extended family. And then at the end of the day, if there's any time left for you, perhaps you may go to the gym. You might not even have time to go to the gym. So maybe you could have a bath after the kids are in bed and they're not knocking on the door saying, mommy, right? Mind blowing. So it was a great up level for me, but such a euphoric experience that I just discovered who I was and who I wanted to be. And it was amazing. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Yeah. Before I tell my story, I want to go into a little bit more of that fitting in, that serving, mm-hmm. that over or giving, because I was just thinking and writing actually about this the other day, but like fitting in is a key strategy for survival for women.
It is.
I watched you digest that all in your brain at once.
I did. Yeah. I did. I actually had to swallow some spit too, because I had this conversation in class today about, you know, there's some people that just natter away at shit. And do you reel them back in and say, let's focus on the material and not go off on these tangents? And I was like, No, I just keep the peace and be of good behavior. Right?
Yeah, because women, we make ourselves small just like that.
Mm-hmm.
To fit in, we make ourselves less intimidating, less mm-hmm. dangerous mm-hmm. all the time to
so
fit
true.
In. Yeah. And the problem with that, though, is we're repressing ourselves, right? We're repressing our desires. We are trying to be desirable or marriage material to keep our partner or that good Ooh. Friend or that good classmate.
Yeah.
Right. It's and we so fall true. Into this good girl, this good mom, this good wife, this good person behavior as a strategy to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So when we put it that, we're like, fuck.
And I think being a good girl per se is okay for, you know, maybe about 15 minutes throughout the day when you're making your husband coffee, but make him coffee in your lingerie, right? Because it makes yeah. you feel good and it makes you feel sexy and it makes you desired.
Because if we don't, we mm-hmm. become very resentful. Mm-hmm. We become very angry, very resentful. Yep. We start doubting ourselves and the life literally gets sucked out of us.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So there's nothing to give. And you know, that's just one part of up-leveling in my mind. It's almost like the first part, because once you surpass this part and you're like, fuck that, taking care of me now, I can take care of other people better when I take care of me. Then there's another level of up-leveling, which is kind of what I've experienced in the last few years with, you know, me transitioning into full on with my sexuality and empowerment and becoming a full out empowerment sexuality coach.
Honestly, my friend, if you take a look at a picture of you just before I met you to a picture now, if that was on America's Most Wanted, I wouldn't turn you in. Because I wouldn't even know who that woman was.
I am so glad I am free from everything I did before. But I specialize in all things sex, love, and relationships now, right? And my husband's not always on board.
No.
And the women that I work with's partners are not always on board. Mm-mm. So how do you handle it? What do you do? First, one, go back to taking care of you. You know, so many women feel stuck on that hamster wheel of life and they're just not feeling as sexy as they want to feel. And it's showing up in the bedroom, but also out of the bedroom. And I just came up with this like epic quote, Kim quote. We're going to have to figure out a better name for it.
I like your face as you're saying that. I wish our listeners could see that.
So I came up with it a few days ago and I was like, fuck, this is good. But how you show up in the bedroom is how you show up in your life.
Oh God. So I have a book and some glasses on. Ooh, let's play library.
It could be both ways. It could be what you're doing in the life, in the bedroom, what you're doing in the bedroom in life, right? If you're disempowering yourself and all of these things. So anyway, totally sidetrack topic there. But when a woman starts to say yes, and she starts to take her power back and she starts to heal and she starts to turn on, I see this over and over and over that 9 times out of 10, her partner joins her for the ride. Her partner naturally shifts and start to come with her. My husband jokes all the time. I remember saying it to him years ago. I'm like, you better get on this train because it's like leaving the station. Yeah. And he, you know, comes back to me every few months and goes, okay, I'm on the train again. I'm like, okay, keep up, dear. Because
oh shit, I fell off the train.
Better run because I'm so still cute. Moving. Yeah. Right. But I see this over and over. So if you're feeling alone, if you're feeling confused, frustrated, isolated in your life, in your sexuality, in your body, in your partnership, you can still work on you and you can still be in your relationship and in your power. You can be both. So I just think it's very important to really name that and to give the stories to help women who are like, I want to do these things, but my partner isn't for it. I want to do more working out and more healthy lifestyle, but my partner isn't for it. Mm-hmm. Anything. You don't have to wait for your partner to be on board. You can take care of you and you can take care of your desires and go after the things that you want when they're not, and they will join you.
Yeah.
Right. Any other examples that you have
about up leveling?
Yeah, women really do hesitate on that up-leveling. And I think it goes right back to that, oof, I won't be desirable.
Yeah. Matt is always super on board for when I want to up-level, whether it's in my fitness, it's in what we're eating, you know, perhaps less wine at night, going back to school. He's always game for me going back to school. And over this last couple months being in massage therapy school, I study a lot. And he's totally cool with that. He'll play with my nephew, our nephew. He'll do his own thing, right? So he is, I don't want to put him in a box and say he's the perfect partner, but he's the perfect partner. Like, the guy is fucking awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I was talking earlier about that little story about being in the pool even this weekend. And one of my oldest son, he's like 20, he's almost 21. And his bubble friend, literally, is the only two of them been seeing each other. And they're not girlfriend, boyfriend, just really good friends. She's been living over here a ton in the last probably 8 months. But we were in the pool on Sunday. And Todd drove over to his parents' house and drove them back over here for just a couple hours or whatever. And when they got here, she was like, should we get out of the pool? And I looked at her and I was like, why? I actually was confused. I laugh. I brag. I was confused. I was like,
did you pee in it or something?
I was like, why? And she was like, well, because they're here now. And I was like, No. She goes, I've been observing that in you. I've been noticing and watching you over the last 6-8 months. I think this is before November. That, yeah, you give the kids more jobs, that you expect more of your partner, of my husband. It's like, your parents are over. You can get them a drink. I don't need to. I said, thank you. Because honestly, if I went and started serving them and then getting them drinks and then getting them food and then, oh, the whole family needs dinner. Oh, maybe there's 10 loads of laundry. Before I would know it, it would be 11 p.m. and I would be fried. I would be done. But if everybody takes a little bit better care of themselves, gets their own towels out of the dryer, puts them back in the wash, you know, things like that, put away their own pool toys, get their own drinks. We take turns getting each other drinks, stuff like that, where somebody goes and makes four. There's been a lot of drinking, family drinking in COVID times.
It's so true.
What's our next round? Okay, mojitos for all. Okay, next round. Okay, Prosecco and peach schnapps. Okay, next round.
It's so like, true.
What else do we have time to do right now?
Next round, water. Next
round. Chocolate martinis, anyone? I think that came out at midnight on Saturday. Sure, oh, make me one. Oh,
my Lord. That is so fun.
I don't need to be the one that's constantly serving and taking care of everyone.
Yeah.
And it's hard to switch it.
It is so hard to switch it. We were talking about at the trailer, I find that I'm constantly making food and doing dishes and vacuuming and making the bed and this and that. And I'm like, well, I need to be studying.
Or you could just leave the bed unmade. Yeah,
no.
Yes, you could. You could.
Oh. Well, my mother would be very disappointed in me, Kim.
I don't give a flying fuck. What do you desire?
It's so true. No, I do desire for the bed to be made. I'm that girl. I was conditioned to make my bed, and I just, like, it makes me super calm when the bed is made nicely.
I want you to do some journaling on that. Does the bed make you calm, or does the, ooh, my mom would be happy, make you calm?
No, the bed makes me calm because I have worked on that. I have worked on that.
Okay.
For sure.
Because that's what we get to pull apart, right? Does this make me happy? Am I doing it for me?
Totally.
Am I doing it for someone else?
I'm not a crazy chaos in my living space. I need things to be put away, cleaned up. This table behind me, it's a massive coffee table and it's always full of books. Drives me mental, but I have nowhere
they're
to
your
put
books.
They're my books and I have nowhere to put them right now. Because I don't have a home office. We're in between homes right now. And we're staying at my sister's. So this is where they just acquire, but it drives me batshit crazy. So in order for me to be able to sit down and really focus on my studies and be able to concentrate and learn physiology, I have to have a clear, quiet space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So some of the tips and tricks to start reclaiming your power. Mm. You know, if you have kids, say, hey guys, we're going to learn how to do the laundry now.
Yeah.
Like I've been doing my own laundry eight and up. There's no reason why they can't learn. Are they going to shrink some shit? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are they going to throw in a pink shirt with some whites? Yeah.
Yeah.
But the trade-off is well worth it. Chores. They each have mm-hmm. turns and take turns walking the dog. Awesome. Ask your partner for help. Like that one was hard even way back when. You know, there was rep hockey all the time. And I was like, well, I'm the one who kind of works from home. I should be taking them. And it's like, you know what? I need you to pick them up tonight. I'll take them. You mm-hmm. pick them up. Mm-hmm. So start trading it out. Asking for help in the things that you want help with.
I was just going to say asking for help. It's so important to ask for help. It's hard. And if you get that resistance, it's like, oh, okay, that mm-hmm. felt dirty. I'll just do it myself. No, you know what? This is really why I need you to do this.
Yeah, because that is just going to make you very resentful and not very happy. Mm-hmm. And then if it's things that they just don't support, like permission, like 100% permission to do the things you desire, even mm-hmm. if your partner doesn't want you to.
Mm-hmm.
Like how many times does mm-hmm. does a man, I'm going to use man for lack of better terms, go and do whatever he wants and they don't ask permission from us?
Mm-mm.
Ever.
No. It's so true. My mom wanted to come up to the lake last weekend and she said to my dad, let's go up to the lake and see Carrie. And he's like, nope, I don't feel like going anywhere today. So she stayed home. And I was like, mom, you drive. She's like, yeah. I said, why didn't you just get in the car and come and see me? Well, because your father didn't want to. And I said, well, you don't need to bring him. You know the way. Right? Yeah. Next time, get your ass in the car and come to the lake. Yeah. End of story. And tell him, I'm going. If you want to come, come. And if you don't, I'll catch you later. Right?
Totally good.
Yeah.
Totally good. And it is also very healthy for us, I think, to live our separate lives a little bit mm-hmm. like that in our relationships.
Yeah.
We don't need to be together 24/7 for 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Oh, build a healthy relationship in taking care of each other and taking care of yourselves now.
Agreed. Agreed. I think time spent apart is well spent.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's away this weekend. He's going golfing with the guys. And he was like, are you going to go spend some time at the cottage with your aunt? And I was like, maybe. And then I thought about it and I was like, you know what? No. I'm going to go to the lake and I'm just going to be still and quiet and I'm going to do whatever I want to there all by myself because mm-hmm. I can. And it's so freeing and grounding and energizing when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mm-hmm. honestly, you don't have a bubble bath with somebody else often.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. When, I love going to the trailer alone.
Yeah. When you want to relax, you're like, hey, I'm just going to go have a minute.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I take the dogs with me though. I do like going with the dogs. Feels a little safer.
Oh, good. Safer mm-hmm. why?
Just because I know they'll tear somebody apart if they had to or lick them to death. One or the other. They're little dogs. They're far from guard dogs.
So cute. Yeah. She doesn't have Dobermans.
They're little Havanese fluff balls.
Oh my God. They're so cute. Yeah.
It's just company. Just company, yeah. Right? Something to do, something to walk, something to play with, that kind of thing.
So true.
Yeah. So I believe when we are airing this, which is next week on the 14th, that tonight is the night for my free Sexy Back Salon series. So
excellent.
Speaking of making time for yourself to just be and take care of you, if you want to join us, I will drop the links in the show notes. It is totally free. Hop on and really the whole series is about reconnecting to you, to your body, to your sensuality, your sexuality, and just refueling yourself. Taking care of you. So I'd love for you to join us and we'll go from there. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to either of us at any given time. We're both open books. And even in our IG, if you're already following our IG, actually, or our Facebook page. We're morphing and moving over to our own personal pages. So Carrie and I are not having to quadruple and triple post in so many different places. So if you're already following the Badass Bitches Facebook or IG, we're going to start putting posts out. You can click and follow me, Kim Coffin, and Carrie as well on our own pages. Are you going to put Body Aligned, or what page are you putting people to? Body Aligned?
Yeah.
Perfect. So that's it for this week, and we will see you all soon.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to The Badass Bitches. We invite you to follow us and join in the conversation on Facebook at 4BadassB, using the number 4, and on Instagram at 4BadassBitches, again, using the number 4, because we are for all you badass bitches. We'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, and what you would love to hear more about. Until next time, bitches.